Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets rallied strongly into the long weekend amid growing optimism that the US and China can strike a trade truce ahead of the current 1 March deadline. The Dow jumped 444 points or 1.7% to clinch its 8th straight weekly advance, the longest such winning streak since November 2017. United Parcel Service Inc. announced late Friday that its board of directors increased the logistics company's quarterly dividend by 5.5%. Broader S&P 500 rose just over 1% and closed on its session highs, with financials and energy leading all 11 primary sectors higher. The Nasdaq rose 0.6% and exited bear market territory by settling more than 20% above its recent low struck on Christmas Eve last year. On the US-China trade front, Chinese President Xi said trade talks between the US and China will continue next week in Washington. In a statement issued last Friday following the conclusion of the latest meeting in Beijing, the White House described the week-long talks as detailed and intensive, which led to progress between the two parties. US equity and bond markets are closed tonight Australian time for the President's Day holiday. In US corporate earnings, Mattel tumbled over 18% after the toy maker revealed that sales would remain flat this year. A shortened trading week sees a relatively light earnings calendar, with 50 S&P 500 companies scheduled to release quarterly results this week, including Walmart tomorrow night Australian time, CVS Health Corp on Wednesday night, Domino's Pizza, Dropbox and Kraft Heinz on Thursday night, and online furniture retailer Wayfair Inc. on Friday night. Also worth noting that Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's investment vehicle, is expected to release its annual report and the Oracle of Omaha's annual letter to shareholders on Saturday. In US economic data, industrial production for January fell 0.6% versus economists' expectations for a 0.3% rise. Separately, manufacturing production fell 0.9% in January, the biggest drop in 8 months. European markets advanced, buoyed by suggestions of progress in the US-China trade talks and following comments from a senior European Central Bank official that a new targeted longer-term refinancing operation was possible and being discussed. Germany's DAX gained 1.9% to settle with its best weekly rise in 11 months, up 3.6%. Allianz gained over 3% after posting a sharp gain in net profit. In merger and acquisition news, Scout24 jumped almost 11% after Hellman & Friedman and Blackstone offered to buy the online classifieds group for 5.7 billion euros, including debt. Francis CAC rose 1.8% to bank a 3.9% gain for the week and its highest close since the 16th of October last year. London's FTSE was up 0.6% to log its third straight weekly rise, buoyed by upbeat retail sales figures. UK retail sales figures rebounded in January, up 1% from December and 4.2% higher than in January 2018. Base metals were mostly firmer, copper rising 1.3% to 281.86 a pound. Nickel rose 1.6% and settled near its session highs, aluminium up 0.3% and zinc up almost 3%. Both Chinese consumer price inflation and producer price inflation data undershot consensus expectations last Friday. Benchmark spot iron ore dipped 16 cents to 88.16 a metric tonne after rallying 1.3% in the previous session. Lower grades similarly eased 0.2% to 60.98 a metric tonne. Gold futures scaled a 2-week peak as the US dollar index retraced gains to end the week lower. The yellow metal rose $8.20 to $1,322.10 an ounce. Oil prices finished the week strongly, with both benchmark contracts logging weekly gains of over 5%. WTI rallied $1.18 to $55.58 a barrel, Brent gaining $1.68 to $66.25 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields added 0.7 of a basis point to close at 2.67%. All three maturities registered their last weekly climb in yield terms since the week ended the 18th of January. And the Australian dollar is buying 71.37 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.